It's a netball show with Flyhawk, and if you just found us for the first time via the Sky Sports netball menus, welcome.
Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, delighted to speak to Emna President Ryan Allen and James Thompson-Bosson, captain of the Thorns. England have announced a major tournament, really, in international men's netball, the Aura Series. Going to be a three-match series taking place between England and the world number one Australia, the Kelpies, in May and June across two major UK arenas. Pretty special, isn't it?
It's extremely special, and we're extremely proud to be able to get the series off the ground and to be hosting Australia.
Ryan, things like this can't really be underestimated, can they? So has it been something that you wanted to do for quite some time?
Absolutely. The Thorns played the Kelpies in Australia in 2022, which was our first international fixture that we ever did. We were relatively new as a team, and so ever since then, it's been something that I've wanted to do. We've wanted to do the return leg, and I think that the timing has worked out really well for us. It's 3 years later. The Thorns program has come a long way. Men's netball internationally has come a really long way. And it's just culminated in the perfect storm that we now get to host the world number one Australia here on home soil. And it's a great opportunity for us to showcase our England Thorns with, in front of their friends and family. We are often the team that's touring overseas. So yeah, really excited for this.
And the first time that they would have played in England?
Absolutely. It's the first time Australia have toured any further north of the equator. They've obviously had a very long-standing rivalry with New Zealand. But this is a really good indication of how much men's netball has grown internationally, that the Australian team are now travelling to the other side of the world to play England. And I can assure you all eyes are on us from other men's teams from around the world. And a number of them are being in touch about wanting to get involved in things in the future. So it's a really, really exciting time for men's netball.
Jimmy, three doubleheaders with the NSL games as well. Obviously, one at Lightning and two at Pulse. And it's important that the profile for the men's game continues to be raised.
Yeah, I think apart from having the world number one basically on home soil for us here, it's so important that people inside the UK can actually see men's netball represented, and there's no better place to do it at these arenas. So we've got, obviously, Motorpoint Arena, which is one of the best stadiums in the world, alongside the Copper Box, which has been, internationally acclaimed off the back of the Olympics. So for us to get to be on those courts first is such a big moment. But then on top of that, for us to have the NSL games afterwards, it's just a bit of a Brucey bonus for people. Come see us if you want to see what men's netball is all about. And once you've done that, you are going to see some of the best female athletes in the UK show their stuff against each other in such a highly contested competition. So if there's any reason why you weren't thinking about getting tickets, I think it should change now. Come see us. We'd love to see you there.
And you and I have spoken in the past about your journey, but it's all about men seeing men play sport and almost expanding the reach of men's and mixed netball as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing we've always said whenever we've spoken in the UK is that in Australia, it is seen as such a sport that is played by men and women. And the standard that's over there is that because everyone treats it in that respect, that the skill level is just amazing throughout the country. And that's something that I think, Ryan's always wanted to do over here in the UK. It's something that we really push for, is to show as many guys out there in the UK that this sport is for all. And it's a sport that you are going to absolutely love once you step out on court. So hopefully if they can come along and have a watch, they can see it in action and then decide to go to any of their local clubs and give it a go.
Ryan, to me, this sounds like it's almost something that Lightning and Pulse were really something to be involved with as well.
Absolutely. And we're extremely privileged that, when the idea was floated to both those franchises, that they jumped at the opportunity. Obviously, the Netball Super League is moving towards professionalisation. This year is the first big year where they're really pushing that with all all their games being shown, you know, on Sky and BBC. A lot of games played in arenas. There's been a really big emphasis on lifting the quality of the league, because obviously their 10-year journey is they want to be the best league in the world. So for this opportunity for us to align with them and to be playing on the same stage as doubleheaders, and the fact that they were so, you know, both of those franchises were so willing to give us these opportunities and to allow us to play this series in these arenas, which is what this series deserves, is fantastic. And we're extremely grateful to both London Pulse, who are doing games 1 and 3, and to our Loughborough Lightning, who are doing game 2.
It's been 3 years on since you last met them. Obviously, both teams have really developed lots in their time, even though Australia is still number one. The Thorns have come on leap and bounds.
Absolutely. And we've grown as well. The Thorns that will be taking part in this series is a very different look Thorns to the one that they saw in 2022. We've had a lot more of younger players coming through. We've been able to expand our Thorns program to include Thorns A, but we've also got the Trailblazer program, which is our under 23s and our under 19s that we didn't have back in 2022, which is starting to feed into the Thorns. And we're starting to see those players that have been developing over multiple years within a set performance environment. And it's really helped lift the quality of the netball that the Thorns are putting out there. And I'm really excited to see, you know, how much we've closed the gap. You know, look, make no mistake, it's going to be an incredibly tough series against Australia. And, you know, we're not going to shy away from that. But I'm really confident that we're going to show that we have closed that gap and we can be really competitive. And you know, I can't wait to see this new look Thorns, you know, take the court come May.
Jimmy, I'm sat here in my Thorn supporter kit and I got the order in from Flyhawk as soon as it was available. But you'll see the crowd in the local side when you're at Lightning and Pulse. But when you walk out on court, what's that like for you being part of that team?
It's quite a moment to walk out on home soil. And we had that when Jamaica came over and played against us for a series. And yeah, there's nothing quite like it. Because when you go away, and we've had multiple series overseas and those experiences are invaluable. But to walk out and to just feel that roar of the crowd behind you as you step out on court, it gives you that little bit of oomph that you need to say that this is going to be the one we want to fight for. And this is one where we don't want to disappoint the crowds. We want to give them a real show. And Australia are the best in the world and they continue to be the best in the world. So we're going to have to give it everything we've got to keep up with them. And we're hoping the crowd will be that eighth player out on court for us and help get us over the line.
The pair of you are probably in your sun lounges because it's pretty nice weather at the minute. But either of you got dates to hand?
Absolutely. So game number one is on Sunday the 25th at the Copper Box as a doubleheader with London Pulse versus... I probably need to check that. I'll just say London Pulse at the moment. Game number two is on Saturday the 31st, which is at Motor Point Arena, which is Loughborough Lightning versus Nottingham. Really exciting because obviously that venue is Nottingham Forest's home venue as well. So we're expecting a really big crowd for that one. And then game number three will be June the 1st, which is back again at the Copper Box with London Pulse. And we just can't wait. So, you know, three really good opportunities to see some of the best men's netball in the world, you know, right here in England.
And I know you're looking at streaming these games, Ryan. What would be the latest on that?
I think what I can confirm is that the games will be available to watch globally. What platform that is on is still to be agreed and shared. You know, we obviously would like it to be picked up by one of the major broadcasters, but, you know, we're looking at varying different options, and we will say it will be available to watch. But if you are based in England, the best way to see it is to actually buy your tickets to one of these games and see it, you know, alongside the Super League.
I've also seen something about Thorns sponsorship. What could you tell me about that, and how would we find out more? Because obviously being involved with the Thorns at this stage is a really good moment.
Look, it absolutely is. Look, it's probably no surprise to everyone that the England Thorns program is fully player funded. You know, there is no funding currently available for men's netball in England. So all the Thorns players are paying their own way. You know, it is a home series. They are still cost involved. They are going into camp in between the games for that whole week. There is a number of training sessions between now and then. There is kit charges, there's travel. So it's actually quite a significant investment. And for a number of the players, They've just come off the back of doing a tour last year as well, which had, you know, which ran into the thousands. So, you know, we're looking for any sponsors or partners that want to get involved and to sort of support the growth of men's netball. And like you said, it is a really good time to get involved with it. You know, we are just at the start of our journey and it's about to explode. We're about to be playing in these major arenas. We're about to get even more global exposure. And it's just a huge opportunity for brands and companies to actually support these guys and to support men's netball as well. So if anyone is interested, whether it be financial or product or wanting to partner us with any way, they can get in touch with EMNA. Best way to do it is via our website, which is, you know, englandmmna.com, or drop us a message via our social media channels as well.
And Jimmy, in closing, give us an idea really of what these next couple of weeks will be like for you leading into these games.
Well, the next couple of weeks is going to be push, 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 Andy. I think that's it. That, like, we've played them before and we know just the standard that they're going to bring as they come across to play over here in England. So we are tightening up sort of our tactics. We're looking at a lot of revision over some of the tapes when we played them the first time. Obviously, as Ryan said as well, like, they've changed, we've changed, but we're looking at what we can do, small margins along the way, to make sure that we can stay with them inside this three series.
Brilliant. Jimmy and Ryan, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Andy. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Andy. Thank you for always supporting us.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.